Evening, folks. It is 12:45, thereabouts, on Friday evening. And I have a major, major leak.
Yeah.
I have a problem, guys. I am currently waiting for an emergency plumber to get his ass in gear and get here. I was had a nice evening, didn't do a huge amount, read some of my book, and I was doing my, I've started my diary entries on my Olympus again. I was doing that and I thought, oh, I'll let Kate out while I'm doing this to get ready for bed. It was coming up to 11 o'clock. So I got to the door and I thought, oh, I can hear a helicopter. And I opened the door and let the dog out. And I suddenly thought, what's that steady sort of drip, 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 drip I can hear? And it was coming from what in Chris's flat is a downstairs loo. And my mind sort of did a strange skip. And I thought, oh, it's just the downstairs toilet. No, there's not a downstairs toilet in there. I have a problem. I opened the door, put my hand inside, and it was like putting my hand literally under a cold shower head. Excuse my language, it's pissing. It really is.
Royally.
I mean, if I quickly, I'm not going to stay there for long, but for 2 seconds, if I quickly do this.
You can hear it raining. Yeah. It's literally raining in there.
Yeah. So I went into complete, well, not complete panic, but...
Wasn't very healthy.
No. So I thought, right, what the hell do I do? I thought, bless him, I'm going to have to ring Chris. He was the first person I thought of because I thought he's two doors down. He's got a little bit of sight. He may be able to tell me what the issue is. So I rang him. I said, Chris, I'm really sorry to disturb you late at night, but I have a problem. I said, I've got a leak in my downstairs loo. And he was like, oh, okay. And I think he must have thought it was like a drip, drip, drip.
I don't know what the hell I thought.
Drip. he said, I'll throw some clothes on and I'll be over. Anyway, he came over. In the meantime, I was sort of thinking, oh my God, I need an emergency plumber. And he came over, let himself in because the door was open. He opened the downstairs cupboard door and he went, Christ! I just heard this shout of, oh my God! I said, yeah, now you see why I was panicking. He said, yeah, that's bad. And he looked up and he said, I can see what's happening. There's a hole in a pipe. He said, you've got a pipe leak. He said, I can see it. I need to turn the bloody stop tap off. Well, we were panicking like hell. And he can't turn the stop tap. It will not turn. The bitch is stuck fast and it won't turn. So
that's pliers and everything. Yeah, I just can't move it.
I rung... directories, I need an emergency plumber, please, in this area. So they gave me a mobile number. I rang it, and it rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. Not even an answer phone. So I rang 118 24/7. I need an emergency plumber in this area. She gave me a number and she said, would you like me to connect you? And I said, yes, please. And what did I get? This number is not recognised. Oh, no, no. So in desperation, I rang Dennis from Thorpe Plumbing, who came yesterday to fit my boiler. I said, Dennis, luckily to God he answered. I said, Dennis, I am really, really sorry to trouble you this late at night. I said, but I have a major problem. And I told him what the issue was, and I said, my friend is trying to turn the stop tap off, and he can't. You know, if Chris was able to stop it, I would have left it until first thing in the morning and rung Dennis then. And Dennis was saying, well, you turn it to the right. Yes, I know, but it won't move. That's what we're trying to tell you, Dennis. He's tried pliers and everything and it just won't move. So I heard something, then I wonder what that was. So in the end, he was like, oh, well, it turned the other day. Yes, I know it did, but it's not turning now. And I was getting more and more agitated. And I said, Dennis, it's like a showerhead. It's not just a steady drip. I'm not exaggerating here. It is an issue, a major issue. You know, I can't leave this until the morning. So he sort of said, oh, I'll have to come out then, won't I? Well, actually, yes, you will. Strangely enough. So we are sat here waiting for him.
And he seems to be taking an
age. And he seems to be taking forever. You know, because you want someone to come quickly, it's probably not taking long at all. but it just seems like it is. So I will leave this for now, and I will resume when he's been and gone and let you know what the outcome is. But I really didn't need this. Well, neither of us needed this at gone 11 o'clock on a Friday night. You know, I thought I was going to be asleep now or get
when
in there.
The helicopter was out and I was tucked up in bed.
Yeah, you were. You'd been in bed about half an hour. I was just about to go. And yeah, that scuppered my plans royally, didn't it?
Yells.
So.
But I just cannot move this damn tap and I can't find another one. If I could find another stop tap, I'd be alright.
Yeah.
Try turning something else on.
But it's the only one.
It's got to be that one there.
Dennis is. Yeah. Poor Chris keeps going and seeing if he can do it, but he just can't move it.
It's got to be. This is loose, but.
Oh dear.
No.
No.
So I'm looking at the pipe stand. Now, hang on. I found another one at the top.
Oh no.
But it won't turn.
Oh!
There's one at the top as well.
Oh my god.
I don't know what that goes to. And it's, this is loose, and I don't want to pull this out.
No, no, of course. This is the second time Chris has come over tonight. He had to come over about. 6:30 because
we couldn't get the boiler to run. My guru has got details of that one.
Oh right. bloody idiot. Well, not I can't say the bloody idiots. It turns out that my boiler for some reason has got two isolator switches, one in the kitchen and one out by the boiler. The one in the kitchen was on, but the one out by the boiler was off. And of course, I didn't know there was an extra one. And when the people came today to change my electric and gas meters, they must have turned it off and forgotten in their wisdom to turn it back on. So I was wondering why I couldn't get any heating or hot water. So it hasn't been... What's up?
Hang on, I may have cracked this.
Why, what are you doing?
I think I may have got the tap to move.
Really?
Yeah, the top one.
Oh dear. Oh no. Well, I can't tell him to turn back now. He's probably closer to here than he is to home.
Yeah, but it needs fixing that.
Well, of course it does. He needs to see what. But that was still a struggle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll tell him that it took you this. Well, it did take you this long to do it.
The thing is, there's two taps. There's one at the bottom and one at the top.
Right.
And I don't know why. I was trying the obvious one, which is at the bottom.
Yeah, has it stopped?
I'm hoping so. Still dripping slightly,
but it's, yeah. Well, he still needs to come in, because I don't know how much damage it's done, if any. I mean, that little cupboard might now need, at some point, replastering. I don't know. It may dry out and be okay.
Need to get what we need is my dad's dehumidifier.
Yeah, but where are we going to plug it in? We'd have to plug it in here in the kitchen on an extension lead and just put it in the doorway. And I just have to be careful.
Yeah, it's the only thing.
But I could do with a dehumid now, yeah, you're right.
That would do if my dad will lend it.
Yeah, it would. I'm sure he will if he's not using it.
He got it from the auction.
Because it's only a little one, it's only a little room, so it'll only take a day or two, I would imagine, to clean that out, to dry that off.
Just need that running in there for a couple of days. I've stopped it anyway.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah, I will... hopefully he's not going to be arsey with me, because I'm afraid he'll get a mouthful, because I'm just in the mood at the moment. You know, if he's... I think I'll say to him, look, you know, do you think I would have rung you at gone 11 o'clock at night if I wasn't in complete panic? I wouldn't. I'm not that type of person. You know, it wasn't like I've got a drip that's happening every... 30 seconds, Dennis. It wasn't even a drip. It was a torrent.
Literally, it's a deluge.
It was a torrent, yeah, it was. It was like it looked as if it was raining in there. It was bad. It was really bad.
I don't know if that's actually the stop tap we're supposed to use, but it's working.
Oh, well. We'll see when he gets here. So anyway, guys, I will go and... I think I might make myself a cup of tea.
That would be a good idea.
It would, actually. So I'll go and do that, and I will let you know the outcome when he's been here. I will speak to you soon. I'm back again, people. It's 12:30 now, and the problem has been resolved. And with no charge to myself or the landlord or anybody. Actually, when he came out, he was lovely. I think he's one of those people that comes across abrupt on the phone. Some people do. But when he got here, he was like, hello. I said, I'm so sorry. He said, I was just going to bed when you rang. I said, oh, God. He said, don't worry about it. Anyway, he... Because Chris had managed to turn the stop... I keep getting that wrong. The stop tap off.
I found another one.
But it turned it off, but not completely. So I couldn't have left it all night, even with the stop tap off. And Dennis said, can you turn the stop tap on just for a couple of seconds so I can see what the issue is? And we turned on. He was like, whoa, whoa, all right. Turn it off. Anyway, it was a couple of faulty fittings. So he has replaced them. And the problem is no more. That little cupboard now smells of damp plaster, which is a smell I know anywhere. I think because I've been in houses that have had to have walls replastered and stuff, it's a strange, earthy smell almost. It's
not a musty, damp.
No, it isn't. It's not damp. I can't explain it unless you've smelled wet plaster, but that's what it is. I did say to him, is there any damage in there? And he looked and he said, no. He said, just leave the door open tonight. He said, and it should dry out, to be honest. He said, I think most of it may have gone down below. He said, what's down below you? I said, I think it's an empty unit. He said, oh, yeah, I think you're right. He said, there's a lot of rubbish outside. Because I thought I was above the bakery, but I don't think I am. I think the bakery's next door.
Next time I go in there, I'll have to find out which number the bakery
is. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get a map of where things are
and
relation to other things.
Oh, dear. And I said, how much do I owe you? He said, nothing. Oh, I'm not going to hug you. Anyway, I made us all a cup of tea.
I'm just totally wired and mobile to sleep.
I'm totally wired as well. I have to try and sleep, but my God.
Not easy.
Oh, that was horrible, guys. That was horrible. Oh, my God. I don't panic very often. I was saying to Chris earlier, it's not very often, I'm not a panicker. I'm more the type of person that will say, right, okay, I've got to think about this logically. And I was trying to. But when you turn your tap on and you get water, you think, oh, lovely, water. And you can control it, you can turn the tap off. But when it's a leak and it's out of your control, I tell you what, that was scary. I don't know why, but that really scared me. Because it was completely beyond my control. And you know how much damage water can do? And I was just thinking, oh my God, all these thoughts were racing through my head. You know, where's it coming from? Is it going to cause the ceiling either above or below to collapse? I didn't know where it was coming from. I honestly didn't know where it was coming from. It was horrible. Oh God.
I could see sort of where it was coming from, but even I couldn't get it.
Dear.
I thought it was a hole, but it was a joint that had cracked, I think.
That was bad. I really didn't like that. And I was trying not to go into complete meltdown, but it was a close-run thing. And that's not like me. Oh, now I just feel relieved. Oh, God. So, yeah, that's my night's adventures. I don't want any more. I want to go to bed and I want to go to sleep. Whether I will is another matter entirely.
Well, if you're yawning all day tomorrow, I'll know you didn't. The same with me.
If I what-y?
If you're yawning all day tomorrow, I know that you didn't sleep.
Right.
I don't think I will.
I've got nothing planned tomorrow, so if I need to doze in the afternoon, I will. Oh, here we go. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
It happens. Isn't that weird? It's
contagious. Yeah. Kate's laying by
my... Kate!
You're lying by me.
She looks absolutely plum-tuckered.
You're wondering what's happening, Kate? Oh, yeah. Cold wet nose. Oh, Kate. Good girl.
Will be a boo from my side of events.
Oh dear. So, yes. Deep breaths and count to 10, I think. Oh. Yes. Oh, God.
Go home, shut the door, close my eyes and go, good night.
Yeah. So, I will bid you all good night, folks, and I will speak to you soon.